Welcome to our 30th SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. I'm very sorry that my voice is a bit croaky, but I was doing a lot of shouting and cheering last night at Villa Park, and I'm so happy, and probably everyone else is happy that I can hardly talk for the peace that they're getting. So, on to pupil success. Congratulations to our fabulous fencer, Yagoda, in 8A. She competed at the British Youth Championships last weekend and came 12th. This is a superb achievement at a Great Britain level, and we're so proud of Yagoda, as she should be of herself. Well done to such a talented and accomplished fencer, and such a gracious and delightful person as well. Congratulations to Shikemi in 8P on winning the weekend quiz on the local elections. She showed superb research skills as well as an excellent understanding of democracy in action. And so on to school events. On Friday, our GCSE music groups visited the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire for a musical composition day. It was such a privileged experience in which our girls observed a conducting lesson and listening to the exceptionally high musical standard of the conservatoire students. Our girls had the opportunity to play their favourite musical instrument in a live recording studio as an ensemble, which was led by conservatoire staff and supported by their PhD students. Our girls composed and recorded two pieces of music, one of which was written as the soundtrack to a space-themed video. The sound engineers showed the girls how music is recorded and mastered in the engineer studio, and our girls were enthralled. We will receive the recordings in about a week and will use it for the bell music. We look forward to continuing this excellent collaboration with the Conservatoire and to many girls continuing to study with us and the Conservatoire. The next Nigel Kennedy could be in our midst. And thank you to Mr. Kirks for organising and leading on this. Thanks to the pupils and staff who attended the oratory on Sunday for the May procession. It was a beautiful occasion and so wonderful to see the cadets, the pupils and staff participate. The feedback from parishioners has been excellent, saying that they were particularly moved to see the cadets saluting as everyone processed out and returned to the church. Thank you again to everyone. The Year 13 Mass and graduation was on Tuesday. And it was such a phenomenally beautiful occasion. Year 13 looked utterly splendid in their graduation robes, and we were and are so proud of them. We were delighted to be joined by so many family members, including the three fathers who were no doubt looking down with such pride upon their daughter's graduation from heaven. And also by one dad who signed himself out of hospital to see his daughter graduate. After Mass, each member of Year 13 was presented with a St. Bridget's Cross and were officially welcomed into the old girl family by me, with the commitment that as old girls, we will always look out for and support members of our SPG family. Glory sang a beautiful solo of Someone Like You, and we were extremely grateful to the head girl team for their heartwarming and exceptional valedictory speeches, and to all the girls who organised, produced and contributed to the Year 13 celebration video. It was such a special morning celebrating our magnificent Year 13, and we ask God to continue to bless them as they sit their exams. I am proud to call them SPG family, and I give great thanks to all the staff involved for all their hard work in organising the celebration so well, and especially to Mrs. McLean, Alejandra, Father Anton, and Mr. Gopwell and the sixth form tutor team. On Tuesday, our excellent Year 12 A-level geographers had an excellent field trip, learning about the history, culture and geographical development of Bourneville. Thanks to Mrs. Rich and Mrs. Evans for this practical insight into the geography of our city. On Wednesday, Year 11 celebrated a mass of prayer for their exams. Miraculous medals were blessed by Father Anton and presented to each pupil in Year 11 by Mrs. Sangira and myself. It is so special to see Year 11 wearing their medal as their exams progress. Our Lady will indeed guide, inspire and strengthen them. And today we are celebrating the 100th birthday of Sir David Attenborough with great joy and enthusiasm, with all of the geography department wearing David Attenborough masks. It is utterly surreal. Congratulations to the winners of the Certificate of Environmental Stewardship, to Lucy in 7A, to Olivia in 7T, to Evie in 7P, to Katie in 7U, to Estella in 7L, to Emily in 8U, to Isabella in 8P, to Raphael in 8A, to Maya in 9A, to Chimamanda in 9T, to Poppy in 9P, to Abby in 9L, to Megan in 9S, to Jasmine in 10C, to Cheldane in 10L, to Steffi in 10A, to Rosie in 11A, to Rachel in 12U, and to Kinga in 12U. And now, Mrs. Rich is going to give us an update of the activities and the pledges that we are making for Sir David Attenborough's 100th birthday.
Today we celebrate the 100th birthday of Sir David Attenborough, born on the 8th of May 1926 in London. He started working at the BBC as a nature broadcaster and conservationist in 1952. Since then, he's travelled every continent and had 50 plants and animals named after him, and he was knighted in 1985. In school today, we've been learning all about his achievements and how we too can learn from his expertise to do our very best to protect the planet for the future generations, to be the stewards of the Earth. We've been writing pledges to think about small daily goals that we can achieve and what needs to be done to make a difference to the planet in long term. He reminds us that an understanding of the natural world and what's in it as a source of not only great curiosity, but great fulfilment. The future of the life on Earth depends on our ability to take action. So on that note, please discuss with your daughter what she's been doing in school today to celebrate David's birthday. Think about what pledges she may have made and what we could do together as a family at home to make this action come into play. Let's celebrate David and wish him a happy birthday. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Rich for that update and for all of the hard work today of the girls making their pledges to contribute to making our world a better place and living in a wonderful environment, which is our common home. And now, as promised, Rosie from 7A will give an update on the recent Year 7 Science Residential to Wales.
2 weeks ago, some members of Year 7 went to Dollymock in Wales for a science trip. It was really enjoyable and everybody tried new things that they haven't done before. I enjoyed going on our mining adventure day where we climbed up a mountain to get to the mine. We experienced what a day would be like at work for men who worked in mines. I learnt resilience and teamwork on our science trip. I learnt about owl pellets. We even dissected one and found many amazing skulls and bones. Everybody had such an amazing trip. Thank you to the St. Paul's staff and the Dollymock staff who made our trip special.
Thank you so much to Rosie for her gracious and thoughtful overview of that scientific experience for Year 7. And now on to forthcoming events. As you are probably aware, the Online Safety Act, our Children Safer Online report, was published this week. It shows some optimistic improvements in online behaviour. But it also revealed that a third, 32% of children, have bypassed age checks for social media, and that a quarter, just 26% of parents, have allowed their children to bypass age checks. Children still continue to encounter harm online, with 49% of children saying they have experienced harm online in the last month, which I'm sure you will agree is a frightening national statistic. One area that is a growing risk is grooming through online gaming. The suggestions to counteract this are, firstly, monitor what has been said in the chat box if your daughter is gaming online. Unfortunately, many paedophiles are presenting as teenagers, establishing a friendship online, which they then exploit, leading them to ask for photos or blackmailing children. As we know, people online are not necessarily what they seem to be. And just as we wouldn't invite a stranger into the front door of our house, we need to have the same caution with those online. Secondly, impress upon your daughter never, ever to meet up with someone they have met online. They are putting themselves at huge risk. And finally, if you do not already have a tracker on your daughter's phone, do so. Remember, the phone is not hers, it's yours because you pay the bill. There's information about how to put a tracker on a phone on the website, or if you would like assistance with this, please contact your daughter's head of year. And on to something a little more uplifting. Just a reminder that we break up for this half term on Friday, the 22nd of May at 3:20. Parents of Year 11 and 13 have been given the revision schedule for over the half term, and please encourage your daughter to attend. And so on to the Just One Thing section, which this week is led by Mrs. Craddock, our head of Year 12, on how to help your daughter build up a positive sense of self-esteem.
Self-esteem is so important for so many reasons. Aside from the obvious impact on well-being, your daughter's self-esteem will impact her confidence in her learning, how likely she is to try out new opportunities, and her resilience, her ability to bounce back from setbacks. Simply praising your daughter isn't enough to build self-esteem. Actually, overpraising her can do more harm than good. So here are a few tips to help build confidence, skills, and raise self-esteem. Firstly, your daughter will build self-esteem if she feels accepted and understood, which comes through effective and open communication with you. Giving her your full attention and actively listening to her talk about her day or her feelings will help. Avoid judgments, showing that you can respect her perspective, even if it's very different to your own. Where she's facing challenges in life, be there to offer advice, but do encourage her to problem solve and negotiate these challenges for herself, taking responsibility for her own decisions. Your daughter will build self-esteem if she's not overly critical of herself and develops a kinder inner voice. Just telling them that they're as brilliant as we think they are is not enough. To develop self-compassion, try modelling this for yourself. If you make a mistake in front of your daughter, outwardly verbalise kindness and compassion towards yourself. For example, I tried my best, which is all that matters. Try developing positive self-affirmations with your daughter that work for you and for her, and repeat them in the evenings or in the mornings. For example, I can do whatever I set my mind to. These do need to be very personal and work for you and her both. Celebrate effort rather than achievement with your daughter. Promote the message that how hard they tried is far more important than the outcome of a test. Practice makes progress, not perfection. We should avoid praising innate traits like being clever or being pretty, instead praising actions that are within their control. This will build confidence in her own competence and abilities to succeed. Helping your daughter to develop a growth mindset where she sees mistakes as an opportunity to learn will help her to overcome a fear of failure and encourage confidence to try new things. Do this by asking her to reflect on what valuable lessons she has learned when something has not gone to plan. Einstein said, "Anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new." A final tip would be to encourage mastery. Self-esteem grows when a person feels that they're really good at something. Help her to find an activity, hobby, or volunteering placement where she can build tangible skills. This creates a win which exists outside of her school grades or social circle. I hope this has been helpful to listen to. As a mum of a year 12 daughter myself, these are some of the things that I've used over the years. However, if you do feel that your daughter has self-critical thoughts that are persistent and these are interfering with her daily life, please do contact school, as we definitely are able to offer some support to help with this.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Craddock for that very informative update. I was just struck by practice makes progress. And the importance of daily affirmations. So thank you very much for those insights and for that update, Mrs. Craddock. And please do get in touch with your daughter's head of year if you feel that there is anything additional that we can do to support your daughter. And so on to prayer. And as we are in the month of May, I have chosen two meditations from the saints about Our Lady for our prayer today. The first meditation is from St. John Paul II, who said, "From Mary, we learn to surrender to God's will in all things. From Mary, we learn to trust, even when all hope seems gone. From Mary, we learn to love Christ, her Son, and the Son of God." And the second meditation is from Saint Bernadette, who said, "O my mother, it is to your heart that I come to lay down the anguish of my heart. It is there that I draw strength and courage." So let's take a moment to bring any anxieties to the heart of Our Lady, trusting that even when all hope seems gone, that she is there to console, strengthen, and support. And let's take the time to entrust our great girls to Our Lady, asking that as she held Jesus in her protective and loving care, that she will hold the girls and their hopes and their dreams. Our Lady, Queen of the May, pray for us. We ask you to keep the girls doing their public examinations in your prayers, that they, and indeed all our great girls, ever remember and take confidence in that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.